This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.talk's Daily Insight for January 9. Today's Bible verse is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. It says there, He gives us comfort in all our troubles. Then we can comfort other people who have the same troubles. We give the same kind of comfort God gives us. End of quote. Your past experience and the wisdom you acquired through it are divinely designed to help and comfort people around you. In other words, God wants you to share your past experiences with someone else ready to hear from you. God wants you to build up, motivate, and inspire someone else with your knowledge and experience. When you come out of your struggles, listen, God had already prepared someone else to hear your story and experience. When you share your experiences, good or bad, with others, do you know you are in essence giving them hope, encouragement, and new direction? God wants you to be a mentor in someone else's life with your unique story. There was a man lived in Syria about 3,000 years ago. He was a Syrian army's commander-in-chief. He was a great man and highly regarded. 2 Kings chapter 5 in the Bible tells about him. However, he had an incurable bad disease called leprosy. His wife had a servant girl who was captured from Israel. She became a servant to Naaman's wife. One day, the little girl gave a comforting hope to Naaman's wife and said this, If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. End of quote. Naaman's hope kindled and he talked to his king. His king said, I would give a letter to the king of Israel. Because of the words of this little girl, the commander-in-chief of the army of the king of Aram, God healed by obeying what Prophet Elisha commanded. Elisha said, Go and wash 7 times in the river Jordan. Naaman got angry because he thought the prophet would just wave his hand on him on the spot and cure him. He was upset. However, due to one of his servants' counsel, Naaman obeyed what Elisha commanded and God healed instantly. His flesh was restored and became clean like that of an young boy. Beloved, amazed by this wonderful healing, Naaman confessed with his mouth, Now I know there is no God in all the world except in Israel. End of quote. Naaman believed in one and true God of Israel because of the words of a little girl. In other words, God used the little girl's words to give hope, comfort, and healing to a Gentile commander-in-chief in Syria. Your knowledge, experiences, and words are vitally important for God to accomplish His eternal purposes in other people's lives. You see, God gave you special knowledge about Him, doesn't He? He gave you comfort amid your problems and pains, doesn't He? Why did He do all those such things? Did you stop and think about it? Why did He invest in your life with much valuable knowledge and experiences? Our insight says so that you can pass on your knowledge and experiences and comfort to those who have the same troubles. God wants you to be helpers and comforters by sharing your knowledge and experience. You see, in your school, workplace, the circle of friends, neighborhood, community, nation, and the world, someone out there is waiting to hear your story and experience. You can step up to the divine call in this regard. You see, God is faithful. God will equip you with energy, wisdom, and strength if you would say to Him, you are ready to be used by Him. Go to the Lord in prayer because He invested in you in the past. He pulled you through a lot of problems and sufferings. He gave you hope in the past. He helped you and delivered you. And God wanted you to share that with other people around you. You can give comfort to them. You can help them. You can lead them to His Son, Jesus Christ. What a great joy it would be. What a blessing it would be for your life. Pray after me. Father in heaven, you led me through different experiences, good and bad, in the years of my life, and you taught me many lessons out of it. And now help me to share those God-taught lessons with other people. Lord, I am available and use me for your name and glory. I believe Jesus Christ, your Son, died and rose again for all of my sins. I trust in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness, salvation, and everlasting life. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for being with me and guiding me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.